Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Suzanne Colucci, and here are today's top local stories. The 37-story high-rise at the center of a collapse scare has now been stabilized. That's the word from city officials a day after terror and evacuations in Midtown all day yesterday. Our Marilyn Buckley is at the scene along East 42nd near Grand Central, where many are very much still on edge, Marilyn.
That's right. The streets remain shut down with NYPD checking IDs to let only anyone on the street that was staying at this Hampton Inn hotel quickly get online, get their belongings, and then they still have to leave the area. So it's remained shut down on East 42nd and East 43rd in between 2nd and 3rd Avenues. And we can tell you that for many people that were staying on hotels on these streets, they weren't able to go back in for more than 24 hours. And now when they were online, some of them waiting up to 2 hours just to grab their belongings, even meeting hotel staff at a coffee shop with instructions, hearing that they would only be able to get in, let in small groups, get their things, and then quickly get out of the area, going to a different hotel, not within these few blocks. But it's still an ongoing situation. We're waiting to hear from officials, and we are going to keep you posted on the situation unfolding here. Marilyn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM. We are live in Midtown.
All right, Marilyn, thank you. Well, the search is on for the man who raped a woman at knife point in Greenwich Village. It happened just before 5 in the morning on June 27th. The 21-year-old was walking near 10th Street and 5th Avenue when the man approached and threatened her with a knife before the attack. She was taken to a nearby hospital in stable condition. The NYPD has now released surveillance images of the suspect. You can see them on 1010 Winds. Health advocates want New York State to clean up what's in our food. They're asking Governor Hochul to sign a food reform package, which already passed the legislature. It would ban several food additives, require testing of baby food and infant formula for all toxic heavy metals, and added sodium at chain restaurants. It would also create standardized food date labels. Jesse Joes is with the Regulatory Council for the Center for Science and Public Interest.
A lot of processed foods are starting to flood the market, when it comes to sodium, when it comes to food chemicals. And those foods really should be safe. And they should warn people when they are not, when they are so unhealthy that they present a safety issue.
In this hour, a news conference is being held urging the governor to sign the legislation into law. A Queens man is looking at kidnapping charges after police say he held a 19-year-old woman at a motel. 28-year-old Balraj Singh allegedly threatened the woman for days, eventually forcing her into his car. Cops say he then hit her several times, holding a box cutter to her face when she demanded to leave. After that, he apparently brought her and held her against her will at the Abbey Motor Inn in Huntington, where cops made the arrest. Singh is also charged with unlawful imprisonment, criminal contempt, and harassment. A federal judge taking New York State's side in its fight with Kalshi. The prediction market app requested to block the state from enforcing its gambling laws while their suit plays out with the State Gambling Commission. Well, that centers around whether Kalshi's sport event contracts fall under federal regulation or state gambling laws. If you ask Governor Hochul or Attorney General Letitia James, the answer is simple. They released a sentence after the ruling saying, quote, New York's gambling laws are designed to protect consumers. Kalshi tried to ignore them. Yesterday, they lost in court. Kalshi has appealed the decision.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time, or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
to hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.